Nolte, RuPaul producers oppose laws protecting kids from drag queen grooming. By John Nolte on March 30, 2023. RuPaul Drag Race producers Fenton Bailey and Randy Barbato oppose laws that protect small children from sexual grooming. Speaking to Far Left Variety, the Emmy winners said. Barbato said the bills, which are working their way through at least 11 state legislatures and threatening to restrict or prohibit drag show performances, are all part of an insidious campaign. It's been going on and it's orchestrated by a minority, Barbato said. They have been successful in these hideous laws. That same minority is threatening the civil rights of the LGBTQ+ community. They are a threat and we must take them seriously. The thing to remember here is that these laws are only about protecting children from adult drag shows. Like any sexual-themed entertainment, these legislators do not want to ban drag shows but only to brand them as adult entertainment, which is 100% appropriate. In the past, these laws were unnecessary because drag queens and transvestites were not exposing children to their fetishes. For nearly 250 years, no one in America cared what drag queens and transsexuals did. Then America's drag queens and transsexuals decided to target our children. This is unquestionably an act that sexualizes and sexually confuses small children, which is the very definition of grooming. Obviously, laws need to be implemented to stop this obscene child exploitation. Here's how desperate these pro-grooming producers are to destroy the innocence of children. The notion that drag queens are groomers is false. Ultimately, it's an attempt to turn the clock back to some imaginary time when drag queens did not exist, which is never, and therefore render invisible certain people, Bailey said. By trying to do that, it will fail because any attempt to turn the clock back has always failed and can only fail. This pervert Bailey makes my point. Drag queens have been around forever, and no one cared, until now. What changed? Well, they started targeting children for grooming. That's what changed. What we have here is one more example of child groomers couching their sick and criminal perversions in the language of civil rights and individual expression. A child cannot consent. A child can only be manipulated, abused, confused, used, and turned into a damaged and broken creature easy to exploit. Question: what kind of man wants to wear a dress, wig, and high heels and shake his hairy ass in front of little kids? Answer: the kind of man who has no business being around children. You want to be a drag queen, go be a drag queen. No one cares. No one cared for 247 years. You want to be a transsexual, go be a transsexual. No one cares. No one cared for 247 years. Nobody cared about RuPaul until he targeted children. But you cannot damage and degrade our children into your bizarre, demonic, and narcissistic fetish cult. There we draw the line. And people like Fenton Bailey and Randy Barbato, who seek to exploit rather than protect children, are straight-up monsters. Watch, James Lindsay, goal of Drag Queen Story Hour is to separate children from their parents. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.